WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 51 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Seinert. The better part of 2 hours was taken at last night's Bryan City Council meeting on streets and sidewalks. There was a 5-2 vote to give a developer up to $142,000 for a trail going around the former Kemp School, which is now an office building, and vacant land for future homes. Rafael Pena, whose district includes that property, voted no because he wanted the money to go towards building another trail from behind Forest Park Apartments to the current Kemp Carver.
You know, we're looking into a trail that's going to service this kids who go from behind Forest Park Apartments on Saunders down to Bruin Trace to go to school.
Pena and Al Sines, who also voted against the Ronnie Jackson Trail, continued their attempt to convert East Martin Luther King from Texas to the freeway into a concrete street. Mayor Jason Byinski called on following staff recommendations.
When we've got street like 26th Street and other streets in all the districts that are in worse shape, and it's underwater right now, so people have to drive through almost yards just to get around the area.
The council eventually voted unanimously for $3.5 million of new concrete streets as recommended by city staff. Today's meeting of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents includes familiar names in new places.
Personnel actions includes the appointment of a new dean of liberal arts on the flagship campus. Pam Matthews has been interim dean since last July, and before that, vice provost for academic affairs has been nominated to take over on a full-time basis. Regents will also consider naming a building for an Aggie from the class of 1886. Frederick Giesecke was 17 when he received the first of 2 degrees from A&M. His career at the flagship campus included creating the state's first formal program in architectural education. In 1928, he began an 11-year run as director of the Texas Engineering Experiment Station. During that time, he designed and oversaw the construction of the Academic Building, the Chemistry Building, the Williams Building, Cushing Library, and Hart and Walton Halls. The Regents have been asked to name TEIS' new engineering research building in South College Station for Dr. Giesecke. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
When the U.S. Special Operations Team trains in Brazos County this August, they'll have company from the Texas State Guard. Governor Abbott has announced an order he's given to the Guard commander, which you can read on our website at WTAW.com. In a news release, Abbott says the order is, quoting, to ensure that Texans' safety, constitutional rights, private property rights, and civil liberties will not be infringed. The governor's announcement follows opponents saying the training is a prelude to martial law. Those involved in Jade Helm 15 will be training at the Teeks Fire Field and the Texas A&M Riverside campus. Proclamations during last night's Bryan City Council meeting included Friday night's Relay for Life. Event Chair Jennifer Newsom says the relay has been moved to the Brazos County Expo due to the weather.
As of today, we've raised over $86,000 and well on our way to a goal of $140,000.
At a last check on their website, there are 56 teams and 463 participants for the relay. On their Facebook page, online Luminaria sales end this morning at 10. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 51 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Want a new home without the hassle of moving? Zwirneman Flooring is at your service. You'll be amazed at how a new tile shower, kitchen backsplash, carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete flooring can update your existing home. Zwirneman Flooring can create a unique tile design or flooring upgrade made just for you. Call Zwirneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zwirneman Flooring, 2700 Wild Flower Drive in Bryan, now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
It's 7:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting. Just south of College Station, visit peachcreekvineyards.com.
Mostly sunny skies and breezy through today, just a few passing clouds. Temperature this afternoon, low to mid-70s. For tonight, it's clear. We drop back into the mid-50s. Looks like it warms up here for the end of this week. Mostly sunny skies continue on Thursday and close to 80, mid to upper 50s with clear skies during Thursday night, and more sunshine and warm weather on Friday, about 80 to 85. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at sports here in just a bit with A&M going into extra innings against Texas State and coming out with a win. We've also got a breakdown in Major League Baseball. For the first time in the history, they will play a game in front of nobody, which is just weird. We'll also get you updated on the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball scores from the Lone Star teams here in just a bit.
Well, you know, the other thing that Baltimore is doing is then they're moving a series down to Tropicana Field.
That is correct.
Which is almost the same as playing in front of nobody. Cause
true.
They average about 1,200 fans, but nonetheless.
Which is slightly more than a couple of the Little League games that I went to a couple of years ago.
Yeah, you know, and the ticket prices and all that. Anyway, so yesterday we just kind of touched on this, and I figure we may as well just go full bore. You probably heard Apple. Apple decided that they didn't want to allow an app having to do with the human expulsion of methane.
That's very genteel of you, Scott.
It'd be the expulsion app. Yeah, they decided that little office prank tool would not be good. Essentially, the app turns the Apple Watch into it can be paired up with an iPhone and become basically the whoopee cushion of the 21st century, if you will. What you do is you place the iPhone near your intended target, wait for the opportune moment, then tap the Apple Watch app to release the expulsion at will. But unfortunately, the developers, Apple says that, well, they really don't have much of a sense of humor when it comes to that, since, again, there are no fifth graders on the board.
Good night.
Yeah. Apple has, the app has been rejected by the Apple Watch App Store. Wouldn't you have liked to have been there when they're making the pitch on that for investors? Was there a GoFundMe for that? Because, I mean, you know, wouldn't that make sense?
I would say so.
Well, anyway.
Have you seen that the Apple Watch won't work if you have tattoos?
What?
There's something in the ink on your skin that doesn't allow it to communicate like it's supposed to. Now, I saw that on the internet. That's not necessarily true, but okay. I found it interesting nonetheless.
Back when CDs were things, I went to a little CD store and I was just looking through the bargain bin, and I found that maximum number of tracks on a CD was 99, just
okay,
technical
right.
limitation.
Sure.
Found one that was filled with 99 expulsions.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, there you go.
I think the last five tracks were cute little songs that they made with expulsions.
Oh, with the sounds. Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Okay. The musical fruit.
Now, so that's story one for this week from Apple. Well, apparently they have other apps that they're going to reject as well. Apple is also rejecting apps that just tell time. They're saying no to time apps for a watch. Do you understand this? This is the kind of lunacy that we're getting into. Now, you can still tell time with the Apple Watch, but you'll be doing it
their way, darn it.
Exactly, with what Apple gives you.
And you'll like it.
Now, they have 9 customized watch faces, so they figure that's enough. But they don't want to actually have an app that tells time on their watch.
Well, until there's product endorsements or, you know, Hello Kitty comes out with something, they go, okay.
Then we'll think it's a wonderful thing, yeah.
You got it.
hey, it's their walled garden. They can let you play if they want
to. No, you're exactly right. That's true with anything that they do. And I quit wearing a watch a long time ago. I don't wear one. And
I want one.
Do you?
Yeah, but I'd still do the, you know, the thing I hate the most about pulling my phone out, checking the time, is right when I put it back in, I say, what time was it?
Well, now, look.
You're a little young for Alzheimer's, aren't you?
No, come on. That happens to everyone.
Easily distracted. Yeah. He's easily distracted. That's all that is. Well, for all that, LG has rolled out its brand new G4 smartphone. They did that yesterday. The LG G4 has a slim arc design, it says here, which the company claims gives it 20% greater durability than your flat smartphone in its face-down drops that happen from time to time. The LG G4 is also available in a handcrafted, genuine full-grain leather, 6 colors. Comes with a 32-gig internal storage that can be expanded to 128-gig, and you're wearing it on your wrist. Also has a 16MP rear camera with improved low-light performance. Okay.
That's a lot of megapixels for a watch camera.
Well, it is. And again, we've told that, you know, you told that story, right, Patrick? I mean, used to get, what, 3 pixels?
Yes.
Is that what it was?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the numbers are kind of insane. All right, let's do backwards technology here for a moment. Back to the good old days. By the way, firstly, I really like the idea that the Board of Regents is going to name a building after this Giesecke guy. That's kind of cool. Because, you know, if you spend any time on the A&M campus, they're fairly iconic buildings that this guy was in charge of getting put up. The academic building, the Williams building, which used to be called the System Building a long time ago. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Because too often boards of regents are always forward-thinking, like, you know, trying to name a building after a sitting governor. just say, well, no, and they're
only would, dead people, please.
Well, yeah, we've found that here at Texas A&M. Yeah, that it's best to do that because you might
especially with
to,
an art building.
Yeah.
Just
well,
saying.
Yeah. Well, that was the city that did that, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think you're right. Sorry.
We still don't know where the letters are to that.
I didn't realize that was a quest.
Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, we wanted to know what happened to all the letters that used to be on the Arts Council building over on Dartmouth that aren't there anymore. They're hiding someplace, I know. No, a little backwards stuff. The first zipper was patented on this date in 1913. Believe it or not, Elias Howe, the same guy who invented the sewing machine, picked up a patent for an automatic continuous clothing closure back in 1851. That's what it was called. But he never marketed the device. He just got the patent and let it lay. 44 years later, a guy named Whitcomb Judson got a patent for the clasp locker, and he started the Universal Fastening Company. But the device was never a success until one of his Swedish engineers, a guy named Gideon Sundback, basically came up with the design of the zipper that we have right now with the teeth and the slider. So there, three guys tried to do it. The third one is the one who actually started making money off of it. And what are the little letters on the zipper?
YKK?
Yeah, that's
I was
it,
wondering
yeah.
about that myself. Just well, looked it up.
Yeah, that's the biggest company in the world who makes zippers?
Apparently.
Yeah, it's like
Japanese manufacturing
Yokoshi,
company.
Kobayashi.
Yeah, no, that's
something
the, no,
or
that's
other.
The hot dog guy. Yeah, okay, anyhow. But that's they probably do pretty well, huh? I think owning stock in that wouldn't be a bad thing. So.
Yeah, I don't think zippers are going away.
Speaking of zippers and putting a strain on them, Molly Schuler continues to sweep all the eating competitions. Or is it Skylar? Is that her name? I guess it's Skylar. Molly Skylar. This past weekend, she ate a 55-ounce burger and a side of fries in 2 minutes and 12 seconds. Broke the previous record of 3.5 minutes.
I just don't know how you do that without erping.
Dubbed the 55 Challenge, Molly was up against 3-time champion Gentleman Joe Menchiti, who won the first challenge back in 2008. Earlier this month, she also ate, remember, 3 72-ounce steaks. out
Skipped
there.
The fourth because she just didn't like the taste
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, she got tired of the beef taste. And she's not very big, is that correct? She's not
yeah.
too big?
We've
no,
talked
she's
about
tiny.
These, some of these eating champions have to be able, their stomach has to, you know, be able to expand as they eat 3 72-ounce steak meals. But anyway, so she won another one. That was the burger thing. A 55-ounce burger. Man, that's fine. That's like, you know, that's what, more than 6 pounds?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, you could probably get rare to well done all throughout the burger.
I suppose so. Cops didn't have much trouble tracking down an accused burglar in California. Police say 44-year-old James Adams broke in to the home intending to steal stuff, but he allegedly got distracted by a plate of tater tots. Ate the tater tots and fell asleep on the couch. Folks who owned the home came home. He was there asleep on the couch with tater tots on his breath.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I forgot.
Yeah. Well, something good on TV, I'm guessing. So there you are. Speaking of TV, let's see. David Muir, I still don't know what this guy looks like. He's the ABC World News Tonight anchor. Pulled in more than 2 million viewers last week. NBC now at 1.8. Brian Williams saying, hey, you miss me yet? And Scott Pelley in at 1.3. So there you are. That's an entire month in which ABC has beaten NBC. In your evening news, for all you folks who do sit down at 5:30 to actually watch the news, how many would that be, after all? When was the last time you sat down to watch the such-and-such evening news at 5:30? Been a while? I know it has for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, here are your top 10 television, or top 8 television shows from last week. Number 8 was 60 Minutes. Number 7 was Madam Secretary. Number 6 was The Voice on Monday night. Then Scorpion. The Voice on Tuesday night came in at number 4. Number 3 is Dancing with Stars. That's 10 years old now, is that right? It's been on for 10 years.
No kidding.
I read that. Had no idea. Big Bang Theory in at number 2. And 2020, number 1 with, her name? Yeah.
Whether you're a homeowner, farmer, or business owner, whether you're in Austin, Houston, or anywhere in between, when you need equipment that goes strong every day, you can always count on Supal Prater and John Deere. For more than 35 years, we've offered the complete line of John Deere tractors, Gator utility vehicles, and riding mowers, plus parts, service, and friendly, knowledgeable staff. Find your Supal Prater location and get great deals at cptractor.com. Supal Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can't afford.
Why should you choose Elms Orthodontics? Dr. Troy Elms is great at what he does. Since 1991, he's been creating beautiful smiles. He can take your smile from now to wow using the latest equipment and treatment for children, teens, and adults. Elms Orthodontics also offers the Orthomobile for your student-aged child and convenient payment plans, too. Go to drelms.com and check out our now to wow images. Schedule your appointment, meet our great team, and get one step closer to that beautiful smile. 693-6300.
News Talk 1620, WTAW at 724. Did you hear about this?
Yes, I did. It's unfortunate.
It really is. Jack Ely, this guy right here singing, has passed away at the age of 71. TMZ says the guy who sang the words that nobody could understand in 1963 passed away on Monday. He'd been sick for a few years. Now, Jack was the founding member of the Kingsmen, and of course, urban legend says that it cost $36 to record Louie Louie at a studio in Portland, Oregon, because nobody knew exactly what he was singing. The FBI was convinced that the song had words that we shouldn't have on the radio.
Yep.
And they wound up publishing, and again, this is back when I guess the FBI didn't have as much to do. They published a 455-page investigative report on it. Jack left the band shortly after the single was released. It's been covered by dozens of artists, but the Kingsmen's version, of course, is the one and only. And I don't know if they made a lot of money off of that or not.
I don't think they did. He ended up raising horses for a living.
Wow. And what's interesting is, due to his religious beliefs, there's no way to know exactly what his illness was. So, there you go. That guy's name again is Jack Ely. And again, when we were young, gosh, I was I was 13 when that came out. Of course, that was all the rage to talk about that and the story as to why it was what it was and it said what it said. But in fact, it was nothing. And somewhere you can find the published words, which really don't sound at all, or which really don't read at all like what he's saying.
No,
again. From an older time. All right, got Rush right around the corner. We're going to move our interview with Bill Flores. We're going to slide it just a little bit later because he's got a conflict right at 7:35, but we'll have him on about 7:45 this morning.
It's time to golf for Special Olympics. Howdy, I'm Coach Gary Blair, asking you to join me for the 12th annual Coach Blair Charity Celebrity Golf Classic, benefiting Special Olympics and other charities. Save Friday, May the 8th for golf at Traditions. Go to CoachBlairCharities.org to sign up. Special thanks to Mac Resource, Chili Fest, BB&T, Jack Hilliard Distributing, KBTX, and News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, good morning. Let's have a look at our weather. It's 727. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Yes, that is the sun out there. We're going to see it for a few days. High today about 73 with north winds at 5 to 15 miles an hour. 53 for a low tonight. Up to 78 tomorrow. They were going to hit 80 for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is what they're telling us. And Monday we'll have a slight chance of showers, but we'll still be up in the 80s, so that'll be okay. Winds out of the west now, 93% relative humidity, fair skies, and we've got 50 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
In 2010, a Texas border agent was trying to arrest illegals who had crossed into the U.S. when people on the Mexican side began throwing rocks at him. He responded to the threat by firing his weapon, and tragically, a 15-year-old involved in the attack was killed. A three-judge panel ruled that the family of the kid could sue the agent. Last week, the full Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals reversed that ruling and said the family could not sue. The family's lawyers expressed surprise at the decision, questioned if the court had lost its moral bearings. They said the attacker was just an innocent slain teenager, and they are considering an appeal all the way to the Supreme Court. Meanwhile, three women seeking asylum in the U.S. who crossed the border illegally are also suing, this time the Texas detention facility that's holding them. They took part in a hunger strike to protest conditions. They claim they were confined to a medical unit in retaliation. Now, ICE says these claims are bogus. AP reports the facility houses almost 200 women and kids, mostly from Central America. The reporter saw children on the playground, in classrooms, eating lunch in the cafeteria. No word on who's paying the lawyers, but we can probably guess. But here's the thing. When your first move after entering America illegally is to protest the hand that feeds you and then file a lawsuit, I think it's you who have lost your moral bearings.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
What can being listed on YP.com do for your business? You're about to find out for free. YP will give your business a free listing on two extremely powerful customer delivering tools, YP.com and the YP app. Growing your business requires maximum visibility, and every month, over 70 million potential new customers search for businesses on YP.com and the YP app. 70 million! But if you're not there, they can't find you. Get the maximum visibility that comes from a free listing with America's largest marketing agency for small business, YP. Look, you're the expert in your business, and YP is the expert in driving new customers to your business. Imagine what that free listing on YP could do for your bottom line. Claim your free business listing today. Potential customers are searching for businesses like yours each and every day. Don't let your competitors get them because you're not listed. Go to myfreeyp.com. That's myfreeyp.com. Myfreeyp.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 731. It's 53 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep Roots, New Ideas, Member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. This summer's list of concrete work in Bryan was approved unanimously by the Bryan City Council after another attempt was made to include a multi-million dollar makeover of East Martin Luther King. Mayor Jason Byinski made the motion to accept the $3.5 million list drafted by city staff.
Just because council member signs that they don't come to the council meetings and tell you it needs to be done doesn't mean it needs to be done. We take the politics out of it. That's why I go by our city staff's recommendation on these. So it's not my pet list of what needs to be done.
A divided council approved building a trail going around the former Kemp School, which a developer is turning into an office building surrounded by vacant land for future homes. Three councilmen talked about the $142,000 going towards a different trail connecting the current Kemp Carver to apartments on Sandy Point Road near the Brazos County Detention Center.
We haven't done anything to move that trail through the woods forward.
For the safety and welfare of our school children, there's no question how I would. I'd vote to condemn it.
You know, if we give him away this, then we kind of have no leverage for him to do the trail behind Forest Park Apartments.
Mike Sutherland voted with the 5-2 majority for the Ronnie Jackson Trail, while Al Sines voted no, along with Rafael Pena. Nearly $28 million of construction projects addressing infrastructure on the Texas A&M campus will be considered during today's Board of Regents meeting.
The regents have been asked to allow the start during the next 2 months on four different groups of projects. There's more than $11 million targeted to reduce energy consumption at 27 buildings. Another $7 million proposed to replace underground utility lines and cooling towers. There's another $5 million to replace water distribution lines affecting Corps of Cadets dorms in the south side of the main campus. And there's a $4 million electrical substation located on Agronomy Road. That and the underground utility replacements are supposed to be finished by May of next year, the energy-saving improvements in June of 2016, and all the water replacement lines by January of 2017. In other business, the regents consider an executive session a couple of things that might lead to final action in the open meeting. One is in addition to the 10-year agreement made last year with the private operator of Easterwood Airport. And the board considers recommendations for more student housing on the flagship campus. And as a part of that, acquiring 55 acres of land at an undisclosed location in Brazos County. And the regents are being asked to change the design of the seal of the system and the flagship campus. It would be the first adjustment since the originals were adopted almost 52 years ago. The Texas Star on the logos would be replaced with a beveled T in the Capitol Block A&M the university has been using in other branding. The background information did not offer any explanation for the request. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
When a large-scale military training exercise comes to Brazos County this summer, they'll be monitored by the Texas State Guard. Governor Abbott has announced the Guard commander will keep him informed of the Jade Helm operation. The order, which you can read on our website at WTAW.com, comes the day after those in charge of the training met a standing-room-only crowd in Bastrop. Opponents who attended denounced Jade Helm as a prelude to martial law and say the commanders behind the realistic training exercise cannot be trusted. The Special Operations Command will be training at the Texas A&M Riverside campus and the Teeks Fire Field for a week starting August 15th. There's another round of tire and rim thefts in Bryan. Police received 5 reports on Monday, each with a loss of between $2,000 and $6,000. The victims live on Park Hampton Drive, Tiffany Park Circle, and Alding Drive. An off-duty officer in Houston is in intensive care after being brutally stabbed at a Walmart. Quick-thinking Good Samaritans are credited with saving her life.
The unidentified Houston Community College police officer was just working security at a Walmart when witnesses say a man tackled the officer and began stabbing her with a hunting knife. One shopper stepped in and knocked him down, and then others got involved. Fritz Guthrie is a spokesperson for the college.
We are very, very grateful to the people in Walmart who took over immediately and tended to her care and probably saved her life.
The officer had to go through 6 hours of surgery, and police arrested the man who attacked her. Kelly Weiss, TSN News.
A newly elected judge on the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals halted last night's execution of an inmate convicted of stabbing a corrections officer to death more than 15 years ago. Judge Burt Richardson, who presided at the trial of 35-year-old Robert Pruitt, heard from defense attorneys who asked for DNA testing on the piece of metal used to kill 37-year-old Daniel Nagel at a South Texas prison. The location has been changed for Friday night's Brazos County Relay for Life. Event chair Jennifer Newsom says due to wet grounds at Coulter Field, the relay will be at the Brazos County Expo.
We do want you all to join us at 7 o'clock. We'll have survivor caregiver recognition that evening, as well as luminary ceremony at 10.
After accepting a proclamation at last night's Bryan City Council meeting, Newsom reported donations have topped $86,000. This year's relay at Last Check on their website includes 463 participants and 56 teams. And word from our sister station, a listener, our sister station Maverick 100.9, a listener called in saying there is a wreck on Highway 30 and Bird Pond Road. We will be getting more information on that coming up. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 52 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news on the way at 8 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Our community values tradition like few others, and for almost 40 years, University Pediatric Association has maintained a tradition of excellence in specialized pediatric care for the families of the Brazos Valley. Your parents trusted UPA to care for their children, and you can trust UPA to care for yours, because we work only for our families, not a hospital or a healthcare system. For more information, click on upadocs.com. Or follow us on Facebook. UPA, here for generations and generations to come.
Valak is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do.
Have you experienced the Malik difference? Turn to the experts at Malik & Carrier for your heating and air conditioning, and we'll show you all your options for repair or replacement. If you decide to replace with a new energy-efficient Carrier system, we've got 0% financing with approved credit. As the Brazos Valley's number one air conditioning and heating company, Malik proudly installs Carrier and services all makes and models with discounts for military and senior citizens. Call 776-2222 or go to malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference. Difference in your family's comfort. License number TACLA 9262C.
Malik is making a difference for you.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan. Come experience the Chocolate Gallery.
Show Mom how sweet she is with a gift from the Chocolate Gallery. She'll love our chocolate-covered strawberries available for a limited time, just for Mother's Day.
Designer cupcakes and glazed cookies perfect for a sweet treat. Or select chocolate truffles and bonbons for a custom box of chocolates with all Mom's favorites.
The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan.
Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
Good morning. It's 7:39. A Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Mostly sunny skies and breezy through today. Just a few passing clouds. Temperature this afternoon, low to mid-70s. For tonight, it's clear. We drop back into the mid-50s. Looks like it warms up here for the end of this week. Mostly sunny skies continue on Thursday and close to 80. Mid to upper 50s with clear skies during Thursday night. And more sunshine and warm weather on Friday, about 80 to 85. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A lot of heroes tonight. Everybody got to play, and, you know, defensively we played really good, made some big plays.
Yes, they did. Enough plays to win, but it took them 11. That's A&M head baseball coach Rob Childress. We'll have more on that. The NFL reducing their increasing their tax footprint, and we'll have more on sports coming up here in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, since they weren't paying anything, let's make them pay. Don't worry, they'll just raise the ticket prices, and that's okay. Let those folks pay for it. We talked to Bill Flores usually right now. We're going to slide it up a few minutes. He's got he's doing something right now, and we'll talk to him in 5-6 minutes, something like that. In the meantime, not for everybody, but some folks would like this. Now you can fire automatic weapons right alongside the guy who killed Osama bin Laden.
Oh, well, hey.
$50,000. You can shoot machine guns with Rob O'Neill, the Navy SEAL who says he killed bin Laden. An invitation for the Jackson Hole shooting experience in Wyoming, sent out to contributors of a conservative political group called For America. The weekend-long event is scheduled to take place in June for $50,000. and he'll tell stories, I'm sure. If speeding tickets in U.S. America were calculated like this, the roads would probably be a lot safer. Rima Kusla, Finnish millionaire, fined over $71,000 for speeding. Because, see, in Finland, and I don't know that this is a bad idea, speeding tickets in Finland are based on income.
Huh?
Calculated on half of a person's average daily net income, with a little consideration for number of children and living costs. This isn't the first time he's gotten hit with a speeding ticket either. He got one for roughly $85,000 back in 2013, but after the appeal, he ended up paying only $7,000. But, I mean, think about that. On both sides of the spectrum, because one of the things that happens is there are people who are irresponsible drivers, and they don't pay their speeding tickets, and as a result, they end up getting points, and they end up losing their license and all those sorts of things. But the state ends up not getting any revenue from a whole lot of speeding tickets. So I don't know. I'm not sure if that works or not. If you allow them to pay a smaller amount, then at least we get some money from them. But then on the other side, you got the rich folks there who are speeding. I think that could work. There may be possibilities there.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know that I ever would have figured myself to be somebody who would embrace something they're doing in Finland as being a good idea, but this may be...
Because unless they're charging $500 for a McDouble, you know, I don't see the application in the rest of life.
Because after all, life is based on the price of a McDouble, uh-huh. Right? That's what I'm thinking.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Every good marriage is built on a foundation of patience and understanding, and that's never more true than when your wife has abuse in her past. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. By just about anyone's standards, Caitlin was a beautiful lady. The trouble is, she didn't feel that way about herself. Lots of women say they're unhappy with their bodies, but for an abuse survivor, the dissatisfaction goes much deeper than their reflection in the mirror. It's a wound felt deep in their soul. Caitlin, for example, was nearly in tears when it came time for her husband to see her on their wedding night. She stayed in the bathroom for almost 20 minutes and wouldn't come out until he'd turned off all the lights. Fortunately, Caitlin's husband understood he needed to be delicate with his wife's self-image. It's what all husbands should comprehend, but especially if your wife has abuse in her past. Sexual abuse is a deeply shaming experience, often leaving women unable to see anything beautiful in themselves. So be delicate with your wife's wounds. Offer her loads of reassurance, encouragement, and affirmation. Don't consider it to be playful if you make comments about her size, weight, or shape, which can send her spiraling into despair. Understand her needs and treat her like the priceless treasure she is. To learn more about coming alongside your spouse, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Begin by finding a comfortable, relaxed position. Let out whatever stress is in your body. It could be from the time you left your daughter's blouse in the dryer too long and it shrunk 4 sizes, or when you donated her private diary to the public library, or when you thought chaperoning the school dance meant actually dancing in the school dance. Whatever it is, let it go. The fire you started with that experimental dinner, let it go. The time you drove away from the gas pump with the gas pump, let it go. 3, very relaxed. 2, there you go. 1.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange buys, sells, and trades jewelry, diamonds, Rolex watches, gold and silver bullion, and collectible coins. The service and selection are second to none, and they offer the most for your precious gems and metals in any quantity, large or small. Go buy for your no-obligation quote. If you're looking to invest in gold and silver bullion, you'll find the best prices and information at David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Open Monday through Saturday at 313 College Avenue off University Drive in the IHOP Center next to Harry's in the Stack. Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Jeremy and the gang from Fungineering. What exactly is Fungineering?
Well, we're science, technology, engineering, and mathematics education for kids age 6 to 14.
So lots of homework problems, or is this going to be obviously a little more fun?
No homework. This is a fun environment for kids where they can learn about science and engineering.
How?
We're going to be doing that with Legos, robotics, and Minecraft.
Minecraft?
Minecraft. It's a physics-based game that kids these days love to play.
What's the takeaway they're going to bring back then maybe to school the next year if this is for summer camps?
Well, the hope is that they get an enthusiasm for science and engineering that sticks with them throughout their life.
What's the age limit?
We start out at 6 and we go all the way up to 14.
And for folks that are interested, I saw something about an open house, yes?
Yes, we've got open houses all May long on Wednesday and Thursday nights from 4:30 to 7.
Physical street address where they can go maybe stick their nose in the window?
We're in the Woodstone Shopping Center on Harvey Road, right behind How Do You Roll.
Online?
We're online at FungineeringCS.com, and you can find us on Facebook at Facebook.com/FungineeringCS.
It's lawn mowing season, and Kairos Truck Center can help you spend a lot more time doing things you want to do. Hi, this is David from Kairos Truck Center, and all the rain we're having means a lot of mowing time this spring and summer. At Kairos Truck Center, we have a wide selection of zero-turn mowers by Hustler, Ferris, and Cub Cadet. And we can save you hundreds of dollars right now before the peak season hits. I know you don't want to think about mowing your grass, but I can have you ready to go and save you a lot of money with a little planning. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
7:48, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We'll join Bill Flores in just a couple of minutes, and we'll do the sports. All right, National Retail Federation says U.S. Americans plan to spend $172 each on Mother's Day this year. Okay? So there you go. Get yourself ratcheted up for that. Shoppers said that they plan to spend about $8 on cards for the holiday. Really? I didn't know cards were that expensive. And 80% of them plan to buy at least one card. 67% of shoppers plan to buy flowers, while Valentine's Day is the biggest holiday for giving flowers. Mom's Day is the biggest holiday for having flowers delivered from afar. And 41% of the folks that they talk to plan to give their moms gift cards for the holidays.
Hmm. Those cards get really wacky. I mean, not
what, the gift cards?
Yeah. Gift card? No. The cards, the $8 cards.
Oh, okay. Because you're going to take her to Bass Pro Shop.
Yeah. decoupage and different things. And
oh, yeah.
Pop-ups.
Yeah.
Got to play music or something.
I got you. Okay. Well, that's it. No. All right. It's 10 minutes. I'm going to make an executive decision here. I think we probably need to go ahead and do the sports. That way we don't get really caught way behind on that situation. So, that being said.
Ta-da-da!
Here we go.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards & More. It is 7:49. Number 3, A&M baseball went round and round with Texas State last night. The Bobcats started with 3 runs in the first. The Aggies answered in the third, then back tied in the seventh, and then it went to extra innings.
1-0 the count. Nottebrook has 1 hit, 2 walks, is 1-for-2 tonight. Pitch to him. A base hit. Aggies won the ball game. Into right field, a line drive, a walk-off for Nottebrook.
Nottebrook's two-out single in the 11th led A&M to an 8-7 win over Texas State at Olsen last night. Here's Coach Childress after the game.
A lot of heroes tonight. Everybody got to play, and, you know, defensively we played really good, made some big plays, and, you know, exception a couple innings, we pitched it really good tonight, too.
Audio courtesy there of Tex Aggs. The Aggies return to action Friday as they start a 3-game series against the Tennessee Volunteers in Knoxville. The games are scheduled for 5 o'clock Friday, 6 o'clock Saturday, and 1 o'clock on Sunday, all on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Number 25 A&M softball gets back to work for their final home midweek contest of the season, taking on Texas State. They'll play at 6:35 tonight. That game is on The Zone as well. The third-ranked A&M men's tennis team received its 22nd consecutive bid to the NCAA Men's Tennis Championships yesterday. Aggies were named one of 16 host schools. As the national 6th seed, they'll host the first and second round at the George P. Missile Tennis Center May 8th and 9th. The Maroon and White will take on Eastern Kentucky in the NCAA opening round. After a promising start, the Bryan High boys finished day one in second. They stumbled a bit on day two of the UIL State Golf Tournament, finishing their season as the sixth best team in the state. Austin Vandegrift repeated as state champs. The Brazos Valley did, however, bring home some hardware as Huntsville's Chandler Phillips won the 5A medalist title. Jumping to the NBA, Tim Duncan scored 12 of his 21 points in the second half as the San Antonio Spurs moved closer to a second-round matchup with a 111-107 victory over the Los Angeles Clippers in Game 5 last night.
This is a great game. Just unbelievable things happening left and right. Guys fighting for the ball in there. We got a tip in late. That was huge for us. The rebound there, just we scrapped it out. It was great.
Game 6 is tomorrow in San Antonio. James Harden stayed hot for the Rockets.
Five on the shot clock. Here's the inbounds to Harden on Aminu. Pressured, steps back, shoots for three. Got it! James Harden! What a big shot that was. Houston back up 8 with 2.5 to go.
Harden finished with 28, and the Houston Rockets beat the Mavericks to eliminate 103-94. It's the first playoff series victory for Houston since 2009. Rockets coach Kevin McHale said the guys had to battle over this one.
You just got to enjoy the grind. You got to enjoy a dirty, nasty, just knockdown brawl. And I thought that Dwight did a great job of controlling the boards with 19 rebounds and just kept battling in there. And, you know, and like, as I said, everything wasn't perfect, but you just got to find a way to win it.
Houston won the Western Series 4-1 to advance to face the winner of the Clippers-Spurs series in the second round. In Major League Baseball, George Spinner homered and drove in 5 runs, and the streaking Astros routed the Padres 14-3. The Mariners toppled Texas 2-1. And we'll keep it in the majors just for a minute, as the fans will not be allowed to attend this afternoon's game between the Orioles and Chicago White Sox in Baltimore following Monday's riots near Camden Yards. It is believed to be the first game without fans in Major League Baseball's 145-year history. White Sox outfielder Adam Eaton like the decision.
It's definitely a distraction and, you know, something, you know, we don't want to deal with. You know, anything can happen when you're at a baseball game, and we didn't want to deal with that today. And like I said, I'm glad. I think on all of our minds, we don't want to, you know, be out there and you know, have a situation go down where, you know, somebody may be in danger or get hurt.
MLB also announced that this weekend's scheduled games between the Orioles and Tampa Bay will now be played at Tropicana Field instead of Oriole Park. And finally, the NFL is giving up its tax-exempt status. Some members of Congress have criticized the NFL for being tax-exempt while the league generates billions in revenue. Commissioner Roger Goodell says the status has become, quote, a distraction. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Awards & More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards & More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards & More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More will put it there. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
In 1893, the single paper punch had already been invented, but it was in that year a man named Charles Brooks made a slight change to the paper punch to attach a tool to catch the single paper circles punched out of paper. Nowadays, there are 1, 2, and even 3-hole punches available, all with attached paper circle receptacles. Wilton's Office Works has all of them and more. Let Wilton's Office Works be your single source supplier for not only your paper punches, but all your office needs. Click on Wiltons.com now or call 268-0062.
Just like your home's decor and the paint color on your walls, the flooring in your home is an expression of you. At Zorneman Flooring, our goal is simple. Help every individual client express their style with the very best in flooring selections, price, and service. Whether you're in need of carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete, Zorneman Flooring can create a unique floor made just for you. Call Zorneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zorneman Flooring, now open open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
It's lawn mowing season, and Kairos Truck Center can help you spend a lot more time doing things you want to do.
Hi, this is David from Kairos Truck Center, and all the rain we're having means a lot of mowing time this spring and summer. At Kairos Truck Center, we have a wide selection of zero-turn mowers by Hustler, Ferris, and Cub Cadet. And we can save you hundreds of dollars right now before the peak season hits. I know you don't want to think about mowing your grass, but I can have you ready to go and save you a lot of money with a little planning. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
About 3 minutes still, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We'll have Bill Flores on after 8 o'clock. So we'll do a Bill Flores interview, and then John Rainey interview, and then Nancy Berry interview. Okay. Go from the federal to the state to the local. All right, eventually it's just going to get to the point where computers are going to do everything for us. We don't have to think about anything. You know, and if that's the case, then we ought to be on time for all of our appointments because the cars will probably drive themselves and get us there when we need to. I mean, everything will be taken care of because now we apparently are going to have garbage cans that are smart enough to tell us what kind of food we need to get. See, our refrigerators and our pantries will track our food supply, and as we remove items and don't return them, like nearly empty cartons of milk or cans of beans, smart fridges will add these items to the grocery list. But another company tackling the nightmare scenario of running out of, well, Oreos by scanning your garbage. Genican is a barcode scanner that clips onto your kitchen garbage can or recycle bin and adds disposed items to a shopping list under the assumption that the owner would like to order them again. And, you know, we've got those. We have restaurants where you can call and they'll say, do you want to order what you ordered last time? Which is, you know, pretty smart or convenient.
Sure.
For products without a barcode, the Genican incorporates voice recognition for less automated list building. The device's inventors are trying to raise money with Indiegogo. So are you actually, see, and that's the point. If you do the voice thing, will you in fact have the strong enough inner voice to say, when you throw the Oreo package away, don't say Oreos again? Okay? When you throw away the Cinnabon bag, I don't know, you can buy Cinnabons, I don't know if you can or not. You know, are you going to say Cinnabon so that that's on your list? All those things that are unhealthy. Because, you know, then the next step will be that they'll put in this secondary program that will really ask you again, do you really want me to put Oreos on the list? Would you really like some more Lay's potato chips? Just saying. Shoplifting suspect Andrew Ramos in the slammer after he was caught trying to leave the Price Right grocery store in Reading, Pennsylvania, without paying for the 4 salamis that he'd stuffed in his pants. just saying. We just report the news, and you make your own assumptions there. All right, we're going to get out of here for a few minutes. We'll do some network news, local news, and then we'll do a whole bunch of interviews. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyards.com. Yeah, that's the sun out there. Uh-huh, going to see that for the next few days. That'll be nice. 73 for a high temperature today, but winds out of the north up to about 15, so it may be a little bit cool. 53 for the low tonight. We're up to near 80 on Thursday. We are at 80 or more on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 50 right now. It's 8 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Ryan.